Dad Mod's Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
You get done with the podcast and just
I think I missed part of this euphemism. Where are we going with this?
It's a dick joke.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
You want to get it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Brews with the Dudes podcast. I am Jake Lindquist.
I am Donnie Allen.
And with us, the man, the myth. I think I introduced Steve
everybody,
the same way.
Everybody gets introduced the same fucking way.
Yeah. He's my favorite guest. I say that for everybody, but...
Who?
Aiden Briggs.
Oh. Oh. Technically, without Aiden, this podcast would not be possible.
Exactly. So of the seven of you that listen, you guys would have an extra hour every week.
You're welcome. Technicalities are the best things, right? Well,
technically six today because you're sitting next to us. So.
That's true. No, fair enough. Fair enough. You are newly a dad.
Newly a dad as newly of 15 days ago on Tuesday at 3:33 a.m.
Ooh, yeah.
I did none of the work. I just had to sit there and...
So, I know from my experiences...
Yeah.
Is it the one time in your life where you feel just utterly useless?
There's nothing that I can do.
You don't do shit.
Everybody in the room has more knowledge than the dad does
at that point
in time. Unless the dad is a delivery doctor or some kind of medical professional, you don't do anything.
No, you hang out.
Sit patiently, as patiently as you can be, and wait for the duration.
I know.
Nothing you can do.
I know, it's funny. You just kind of like wait for guidance. Yeah. If there's just say like, you do this, like you're the delegatee the entire time. What do I need to do? I'm here to help.
Yeah, hold her hand and tell you love her. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah, cool, I can do that.
That'll help at the moment. I'll do it, but you know. Yeah. She's just like, pushing a watermelon out of her.
Does it remind you to breathe? Because I think that's my job.
Yeah. That's are you breathing okay?
Yeah.
Cool. You look like you're breathing okay.
I'm breathing fine. Right. Just do what I'm doing. See? Excellent. In, out.
Yeah, just like that. Just calm and peaceful.
Yeah, why aren't you more calm?
Do you see me being stressed? I'm chill as fuck.
Those are the words that we should never use.
Yeah. No, never.
Don't take advice.
I can't imagine many dads have either.
No.
It's a really serious moment.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Most people, they're not going to be like cracking jokes. But you also know that there is a consequence to being a jackass in that moment.
There is. You want to make jokes. Because you know you can run.
Yeah,
that's
that true.
Moment for
she's
time.
Not going you anywhere out, because but... she's fucking paralyzed.
Yeah.
She got the epidural.
She did. Oh, yeah. Fucking absolutely. Yeah. Should I get the epidural?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, like any other mom, yes, you get the epidural.
You probably don't want to feel the episiotomy.
I remember asking, like, can I get the epidural? Like, I've never had a shot. I just want to be a puddle on the floor. Somebody give me an epidural.
I hate to break it to you, but epidurals are not psychoactive.
No, I know they're not, but I've never been numbed out from the waist down. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you can go jump off the roof if you want.
Yeah, that'll numb you out
I only want it to last, like, 3 to 4 hours, not, like, 6 years.
You mean thus 3-4 hours before death? Because generally paraplegics don't get it back.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no thanks.
We're talking about the epidural.
Yeah,
I don't know, like when the epidural wears off, I thought it's kind of gnarly.
I've
like legs feel like they're on fire and you're it's just weird.
From what my wife described it as, it's like if you like sat on your foot to the point where it fell asleep, and then that weird moment where like you're kind of getting blood flow back again. So you go to step on it, and your body's like, "I know there's a foot there,
yeah,
but I can't tell that there's a foot there."
Yeah, Kendra's was kind of the same way. Yeah. Like she got the epidural started wearing off. I'm like, oh, I got movement back in my feet. Oh, I can start feeling everything. So it wasn't
weird.
Like the when it got put in, it was on fire. It was terrible for her.
Yikes.
You know you don't fuck that, right?
Fuck that, right?
Fuck that, right?
You know, put that on there.
Right.
Z-105.
Now we're back!
Is that a bag of gravel in your pocket?
It's a bag of sand.
Oh. Pocket sand?
Why did you collect Velcro?
it's a new thing that I got. So I went from tools
to
cast
iron. Really fucking good.
Yeah.
It is.
It's got a lot of flavor to it.
So I've been thinking about doing, and I know it's so fucking cheesy, because like, you know, okay, we love podcasting, and I want to do Sober October. That sounds like the lowest hanging fruit imaginable. But I'm thinking about doing it, because I just want to like take a month off completely from drinking beers.
I'm in.
So I'm thinking about doing it.
Yeah, I need to lose weight, so I'm hoping... Help me get motivated to do it.
Right. So 0% alcohol does not mean 0% calories. I just want you guys to know that.
Man.
That'd be amazing if I meant that.
Right? This tastes amazing.
And yeah, it's healthy for me. What? No.
Their other beer, I believe, is zero calories that they make.
It's zero calories?
Zero. It's like flavoring.
So it's like tea?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Just warm water?
Kind of. But it's good.
I'll try anything once.
I don't know.
Yeah. Usually. This is super good. Like, this might get me through a month without any drinks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Kind of cool. Yeah, you trying to drop some LBs?
A lot.
Yeah, I could just lose a couple.
It's time. I don't have the time to, like, set aside to work out and shit, which really sucks because I'm trying to get the car done and juggling the fucking kids. And, like, I'm slowly starting to transition from busy year to the slow time of the year. But it's like, okay, cool. I'm done doing this one activity now. Harper's done with soccer. Cool. I'm free all this time. And it's like, I'm going to go to a concert. And the wife wants to go to Lutzen. And it's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Guess I'm busy this week.
Yeah.
Got to fix the sister-in-law's car. And just like all these little projects. Just
yeah,
too much shit.
Stuff. Aiden, what's your secret? Because you're my age, right?
Yeah. Secret for fucking what?
You're not chunky.
I am just making this shit up as I go.
He's like, I eat McDonald's and donuts.
That's what you're talking about. Is that it? Fuck, man. I don't know.
You fuck men?
I do.
Is that the trick?
It's the trick.
Oh, nice.
That's why you're busy next week.
Okay.
Perfect.
Shit, yeah. We're halfway there.
I got a camera, and there's another camera right there.
You're a dude.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, soon we're going to begin our OnlyFans live session.
Nice.
I got a credit card. Follow the link in the bio.
I don't know what my secret is for staying trim. I don't know.
Do you work out, or do you just don't gain weight?
Over the past 9 months, I've probably gained 10 to 15 pounds.
Well, yeah, sympathy weight.
Sympathy weight,
for sure.
It is
sympathy weight.
Yeah, well, I know it is, because, you know, she's not as active, and I can't go out and do things with her, so it's just a matter of, well... Mm-hmm. It's another Oreo.
Yeah, so I guess we're watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I guess I want some ice cream. Okay.
Yeah, no big deal. But I used to carry mail, so that was my exercise.
That's true.
And that was 15 miles a day, lugging around 30 pounds worth of gear.
God,
and
that's
all
such
the packages
a good point.
And mail stuff.
Wait, how many miles a day?
15.
Uphill both ways.
Pretty much.
Wow. Without shoes.
Without shoes. It's always raining. It's sleet. Dragons are fucking chasing you.
Yeah. Dogs with big ass teeth.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, I suppose that alone will do it. I mean,
yeah.
15 miles a day. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Okay. How old are you?
35.
35. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, you're still close. The oldest one here.
Yeah. I'm always the oldest one here. Yeah. One of these days, we'll have somebody older than me.
Do we need to wrap this up before Perkins closes tonight?
Perkins doesn't close.
Oh, cool. All right. I didn't know that.
I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't know. I think there's still the one that's out east that is 24 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 24 hours.
I think so.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if COVID changed that. You never been in there after midnight?
It's been ages.
It's always a bunch of cops and then a ton of drunk people. It's a really weird combination.
I think that's the only way I could eat Perkins is if I was drunk.
Although I'd say, and I completely agree with that. But when I was younger, when I lived in Virginia, I was 19, 20 years old. We used to just hang out at Country Kitchen, which is their Perkins up there.
Yep.
And we would just drink coffee like all night long and just chat and whatever. Because what else are you going to do? You're not old enough to go to the bars. And at that point, we weren't really partying that hard yet. So it was just kind of like, that's what we were doing. We were just hanging out.
Just not being home.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't skateboarding. We were there drinking coffee.
Yeah, same thing that we were doing too.
We talking about the economy and politics?
I don't even remember what we had to talk about, honestly. Music, probably. I think that was kind of the big thing we talked about.
Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Bam Margera. Dave Mira.
Holy shit. Those are some names.
Those are some great names.
Holy
Dave Mira is BMX, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Burnquist?
Bob's the shit.
Was he
skateboarding
or BMX?
Okay. Yeah, I think he was the first person to do the loop, the under upside down loop. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I don't have the balls to do it, but it'd be cool as hell.
Even though he's not like a household name like Tony Hawk is, that dude has done some cool shit.
Yeah, I wonder how. So I wonder what propelled Tony Hawk to be like the household name for skateboarding then. Because if Bob Burnquist did a bunch of really cool shit, you'd think they'd both kind of be household names.
Right.
But why only Tony Hawk? Is it just because he's got a cooler name? Is it easier to pronounce?
Yeah, I mean, his name alone is marketing because it's true. A killer name. You know, it's like...
So my parents fucked me then.
Well, Tony Hawk's been...
no one's going to buy skateboards from a guy named Don Allen.
No.
I would buy a skateboard from a guy named Don Allen.
Dude.
The lamest plaid skateboards.
They last like 2 weeks before the wheels fall off and shit. Drip tape that's not grippy.
Tony Hawk from Wish. Legit.
He's got a bowl cut.
A bowl cut. Wow. Yeah. That's fantastic.
I need that video game in my life now.
No doubt, man. Yeah.
Don Allen's pro skater.
Oh, amateur skater. Amateur
skater. So it's just him desperately trying to ollie on a curb over and over.
Wow, this map is cool. Yeah, it's just the high school parking lot.
Yeah,
there's one no curb. Ramps.
Everything else is too big.
Oh, God.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
It would be. This would be you skating along, like, hitting a rock, falling off and rolling.
Oh, fuck, that'd be so terrible. It'd be aggravating.
Like, that never happens in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, but in your version it would. You'd hit a rock and fall.
All the stupid shit. Kids throwing tennis balls in front of you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
It was a soundtrack filled with P.O.D. and Reliant K.
Oh, Creed.
That was Creed. Oh, Creed, okay. I was on board until we said Creed.
Oh, it'd be awful. Oh, but man, that'd be the best. I do need the game to just hate my life.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, somebody get on that. This needs to be on a Steam sale.
Oh, man. You know, Tony Hawk's actually podcasting now. I mean, he was on Sirius Radio for ages, but now he's got a podcast.
Tony Hawk, if you see this, please sponsor our video game.
Yeah. Like, he's never heard please sponsor .. in his lifetime.
We'll give him his own special character.
Yeah.
Just heckling from the sidelines.
Do a kickflip.
Just shit talking. Do a kickflip. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus God. Do you guys follow Tony Hawk on social media at all?
No, not on social media, but I do listen to that podcast.
I recommend following him on like Facebook because he'll show like his tweets are funnier than hell. Like, he'll go to a restaurant or whatever and somebody's like, oh, Tony Hawk, like the pro skateboarder guy, right? Yeah.
Yes. That like, would just, be me.
Yeah.
Who else is fucking named Tony Hawk?
Exactly.
Right.
Nobody. Yes.
Is that like the extent of the interaction?
Yeah. That's just
hey,
that.
You're like the pro skater? And he goes, yes.
Yeah, they're like, oh, okay. Cool. Just shit like that.
Wow.
Like
those are his tweets.
Apparently he ran into a fan at the airport or whatever, and they're like, oh, wow, you look old. Yeah, I'm like 50.
Because I'm old.
Because I got old.
That's how that happens. Yeah, no shit. That works. Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah. His podcast is fucking great. He's got Jason Ellis on it, who is just like, man, this fucking guy. He's a tough one to describe. He is a Australian, absolute hardcore, like, while Tony Hawk was like the clean cut, trying to like be a really great role model and all that kind of thing. Jason Ellis is on the opposite end of things, where he was just like rowdy, party hard, like wild child kind of guy, right, getting in fights like, and all that kind
I'm
of shit.
I'm gonna skate in the areas I'm not supposed to and get chased by security guards
and
all that kind of shit.
Yeah, where Tony Hawk was like, he was all about vert and stuff like that. Jason Ellis did a lot of vert, but he also did a little bit of street and stuff. But no, his stories are fucking unreal. Just like the shit that's happened in his lifetime. Some really, really, really dark stuff, and like a lot of really wild, especially like wild sexual behavior as he got older. Like, the weird dude will bang anybody. He doesn't care. Dudes, chicks,
see a whole fellow
at the same time, transgender people, anything. Sure. He doesn't care, and he's very open about it. But he's also like super, he's just like a very like, he's got an Australian accent, He's a very rough and tumble dude. He's got tattoos, bald. He's got tattoos all over his head, and it's covered head to toe. And you would just not expect this guy to just talk about the first time a dude fucked him. It is just like, you look at him, you're like, I do not expect this guy who looks like he'd go to Sturgis to just be like talking about all that shit very openly. It's a trip.
You live fucking once. Yeah, all right, whatever.
Oh, no, totally. I'm just doing everything.
Yeah, he is fucking trip to listen to. So it makes for a really strange dynamic because you've got very... And Tony Hawk's got his dark moments as well, which I'll talk about. But, you know, for the most part, he's always tried to be fairly polished.
Yeah, he's more the poster child of skateboarding, you know? Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like he's like the good public image. Yeah. He's the good PR that it always needed. Yeah.
I might have to give that a listen.
So, Aiden, you skated?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I can stand on the skateboard, but if there's an incline or a decline anywhere, I'm breaking an arm. I can't do that.
Gotcha, okay.
I can snowboard.
You want to be in a video game?
Oh, no shit.
Yes, player two. No name, just player two.
Just constantly is getting hurt.
Yes. Gets on it, eats shit. Gets on it, eats shit.
You can have customizable casts.
Yes.
Nice. I like the way you think. That's cool.
See, we got this.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow.
We're gonna make this.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so wait, what's it gonna be called? Is it? Are you gonna be the lead character? Is it gonna be Don Allen's
amateur
skater? I like it. I like it. I don't even know what character I would be because it's like I can kind of skate a little bit, so I don't know where I'd fall into that.
You'd probably be the guy that we have to beat at like the competitions. Who's just he can do it like
gonna take much.
He can do like two tricks, but we suck so bad that you just can't get past him.
So I'm like because you know like Al Bundy, he always like lived in the past
I'm
about his like
Bundy.
His big.
Think of the wrong Bundy.
Wrong
Bundy.
Wait, so what did Ted Bundy do? Did he eat people?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay.
You like to eat. That's half right.
Yeah. God damn it. What is Al Bundy's show's name? What's something Family?
All in the Family.
No. What? Definitely not.
Not All in the Family.
Definitely not.
I don't know.
Family Ties?
God damn it. No, there's a...
I'm just naming things with family.
Oh my God, there's a really good joke in here somewhere.
I don't remember what it's called. Son of a bitch.
If I guessed correctly.
Was it a new show that he was in or was it the original one?
It was his original show.
Oh, Married with Children.
Married with Children. There it is. Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's right.
Okay. Well, the joke is it can't even work anymore, but I was going to say something about eating your children. Ted Bundy.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Okay.
There is a joke in there.
There is a joke. See what there's a good joke, but it needs maybe
just,
better
let's
delivery.
Just think about it.
Yeah, digest
that. That's a good joke.
Mm-hmm. Just like the children?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I don't know if you're comfortable yet making children eating jokes after just having a kid or not, so I apologize.
I don't care.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's what here because he ate the baby.
That's true. That's how you get the free hour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we're consuming it right now. Process
simmering
anyway.
Should be fine.
It's in the smoker.
We can share recipes later.
Okay. I like a brisket. How about you?
Burnt ends.
It's nice. Currently in the Traeger.
Do you guys have a crock pot?
We have two crock pots,
perfect.
Dutch oven. I really like the Dutch oven though.
I
man.
Bet
that
you
thing
do.
Will seal all the flavor in. Mm. What? That's a normal thing to joke about,
there's,
right?
There's some,
it's totally normal.
There's some poor guy in New Zealand who watches this and is just probably like, what the fuck right now?
Yeah, it's like, fucking talk about cars.
No.
Yeah. Okay, rule number one, babies and cars. Crack the windows.
Is this a fucking PSA?
Before you go in, crack the windows.
Aiden, in case you didn't know, they're sensitive. What the fuck?
Yeah, all right. That's good advice. Yeah. That's good life advice.
But you know what
good
you shouldn't also do? You shouldn't swing the opposite direction and just like leave the baby with the Miata, the top off,
oh, no.
Like out in the sun.
No, that'd be bad.
It's fine. It's fine. She'll be all right.
She can't reach, so she's okay.
Yeah, she can't move outside of it. It's a big deal. Yeah.
Just getting a tan.
Like she can reach the pedals or anything.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Just I got a car seat adapter for the roll bar. She'll be fine.
I'll just click her right into there and then send her on her way.
We'll just put her in the trunk when you're in the store.
Sure.
Yeah. It locks.
Under the roll bar is probably the safest place in the whole thing.
Probably.
You're probably right next to the gas tank.
Thinking.
Oh, God, your poor wife's going to watch this and just be like, I'm never leaving her alone with him.
Nah, she'll joke about it, too.
That's good, man. That's how you get through this crazy shit.
Oh, yeah. You got to constantly. Oh, God. Like, as your kids get older, one of my favorite things to do is just talk shit to my kids. They're just getting on my nerves. I'm just like, for instance, we took Roman to play disc golf today. And he had a rough day, apparently, and all that. And I see him hit a tree. I'm just like, yeah, you little shit.
you suck.
Keep walking.
What? What the fuck, dude? I don't know if I talk a lot of shit to my kids yet.
You gotta talk a little bit. Not over the top. I mean, it's not like I'm like rubbing his nose in it and laughing at him and stuff, but.
Yeah.
You gotta make fun of him.
I tend to do more like physical putting him in his place kind of thing.
Like push him?
Yeah. If he's being like a little rowdy shit and he's swinging at you, just hold him down with one hand.
Do you like to play basketball against him so you just dunk over him?
Yeah. 100%. I race him.
Losers walk.
Beat him. Tell him he's a failure. Yeah. I mean, is that not what you guys do? Shit. Okay.
I just pushed my kid down the stairs.
Yeah.
She's fine. Yeah.
Well,
just wrap her up in a blanket. She'll be fine.
Trick is a laundry basket.
With laundry shoes.
Yeah. They stay relatively in it and it slides.
Well, yeah.
Or,
it's like you don't need a car seat. Just put a beanbag chair back there.
Totally. Yeah, beanbag chair and a couple rubber bands.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Just set.
Yeah, okay.
She gets bored, she'll chew on the rubber bands. You'll be fine.
Look, I made a musical instrument.
I don't know if the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration would validate the safety feature for cars.
Well, that's a shame. I mean, It's a good idea outside of the box.
It's cheaper too.
This is some real Don Allen amateur skateboarding shit here. Safety aspects, rubber bands,
beanbags. That's the way to do it, man.
Why does this character have a beanbag chair taped to his back?
Player two.
Safety feature.
His helmet is just a pot.
Books for knee pads.
Oh, God. This has to happen. I got to learn how to code so I can make a really shitty video game.
I need you to learn how to code. I will invest in that with you.
I need a GoFundMe.
We could probably get a cartoon made. That's a little more within our budget.
That is within our budget.
Talk to some animators. Like, I need you guys to create this.
They would read the idea and be like, what the fuck?
Absolutely.
Bet they've heard weirder.
You're probably
because you gotta figure amateur animators have probably had to do like porn, you know.
Really?
I mean, if you think about it, like if you're really good at it, that's probably an easy source of income. I don't know, just like name your favorite cartoon.
You're right.
Just like Family Guy. Guaranteed that there's a Family Guy porn.
Oh, there is, yeah.
Yeah.
You think about any kids movie, The Incredibles, anything like that? Oh, yeah, yep. I bet you somebody's made something. Yeah.
Exactly. Why am I saying yes to all this? I should not.
I'm waiting for you to delete your search history.
He's clicked categories before.
Yep, there's that.
He's just making mental notes like, I'll save that one for later. I'll save that one for later.
Yeah, exactly.
Check.
Bookmark.
Velma and Scooby-Doo. Why not?
Check. What the hell? I feel it once, you know.
I like dogs.
And so there we go. What we got to do is find out who made that, and then we'll have them make your Don Allen's amateur skater. I feel like there needs to be one more word in there. I don't know why, but I want to say pro skater. Just force a habit.
Semi-amateur?
Should it be like a long title, just obnoxiously long, or should just
very amateur,
very semi-amateurish, kind of sort of maybe skateboarding trick man,
limited regional,
Midwest 4-H club,
4-H
competition.
Yeah, there are cows out there.
Community.
Hey, you got to ollie over a cow.
If you can ollie over a cow, you're probably the best skater ever.
Okay, fair. That shows how much I know about skateboarding.
Not, cows? Cows are like this cows tall. Are
baby cows. Like that tall.
Baby, like calves?
Calves. That's the word.
All right.
How tall is a cow? I want to see how tall your cow is.
Not far right there. Are you taller?
Holstein?
Right, I'm sitting down. Right there. Over right there. So then cast like probably there?
I have no idea how tall they are. I don't know. I just guess like this tall.
I don't know why I asked. I don't know how fucking tall is.
And what does it matter? Really?
Yeah. Well, I want specifics for the coding about how tall a cow is.
Yeah. Let's see.
How many zeros and ones do I need to type in to get this cow to the actual, correct height?
Yeah.
Okay, so how
does it matter on the color of the cow?
Are
spotted cows taller than solid brown cows?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't know anything about cows. They give milk and cheese.
They taste good at 400 degrees.
They do taste good at 400 degrees.
The average dairy cow. Dairy cow. As an over.
Tuesday's cow moo.
Dairy cow.
This is like a really shitty newspaper.
The worst publication ever.
Dairy cow.
Dairy cow. It's written by cows?
It's utterly awful.
Oh,
no,
boo.
I can't make a dad joke.
Boo.
You should be prepared for dad jokes.
I should have seen it coming, but I didn't.
Oh, man. Overall height of 62 to 69 inches.
Nice. I know what they're doing. I saw through that measurement.
Can you imagine cows trying to 69?
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, what a fruitless endeavor.
Oh, damn, got another udder.
Yeah. Wait, so which one would be on top then?
This is all.
The bull's got horns.
Wait. Either of them, why not? We're imagining.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're right, they're bulls.
So the
not
bulls...
cows. So I guess they're all just lesbians.
Yeah, lesbian cow, why not?
they drive
fuck
outbacks.
Yeah, we're making shit up.
Yeah, exactly.
How many cows can you fit in an outback?
Two.
Two? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Legit that's... question.
I think about cows.
Oh yeah, that's right, you have an outback. I forgot about that. It's lifted too, isn't it?
Not my new one.
No. Do you put a cow in there?
Two cows. I've told you this, Donnie. Yeah, two cows fit in an outback.
They just live in there. They graze.
Moo.
That's how he keeps it so clean. They eat the crumbs off the floor.
That's perfect. You're going to need that.
Yes.
Isn't it incredible the mess that kids will make out of a car?
Oh, they're fucking awful.
It's fucking unreal.
I just cleaned out the truck last night because I'm going down to the cities tomorrow. And we get in the car, Rowan wants a snack, I hand him a bag of chips, and the moment I hand it to him, I'm like, I'm going to regret this.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking crumbs all over the place.
It's the
footprints on the back of the seats already. It's like, what the fuck?
My son gets home, and he takes his shoe off, and it's like a fucking playground's worth of gravel falls out. Just pea gravel just fucking pours out of his shoes. I'm like, where the fuck were you?
You were on tarmac. What is happening?
Jesus, kid. It just every single day he brings more. Eventually, I think if I waited long enough, because, my playground, we're putting pea gravel in, I could just, let him empty his shoes into there and it'll just fill
up
it eventually.
In like a week.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Fucking kids. They get into everything.
Yes.
It's so surprising.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for you. But yeah, everything.
And let me tell you. So I've been kicking this around for a few days now. And I know
kids?
That I had mentioned
the
earlier.
Physical.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Kids rewire your brain for sure, right? One of the biggest things that's happened with me is I bought this motorcycle, this Husqvarna. And I've been kicking around selling it because I'm in a couple of bike pages around here, and it's like, well, they do a buddy check every single time that there's like an accident or something, like a major accident with a motorcycle. Right. There has been so fucking many, and I never used to be cued into that whole thing. So now it's just like every time that there's a bike accident and somebody's dead or they're getting hauled off to the hospital, they do the buddy check. Everybody know this bike, you know who this person, okay, nobody, nobody, we know, whatever. It's just like the repetition of that is starting to make me really fucking anxious. It's like, God damn it, man. It's like, I got these kids. They need their dad.
Yeah.
So I'm seriously kicking around, like, selling the thing. It's fucking terrible. I'm always going to keep that one because I got to. It's too fucking cool, but...
That is a cool fucking bike.
But yeah, I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
It's like, a nice backdrop.
It does.
It does, yeah. Well, and that's probably going to get hauled off to Cycle X at some point. I'm going to have them build that engine, more than likely. Let the experts do it. They do all kinds of crazy shit. They do, like, the gears and the transmission, they cut them in a certain way. They do, like, all this special timing chain guide stuff that it's, like, the regular consumer kind of can't do it. So might as well just bring them the thing and say, make this thing run like a top.
Yeah, write them a check and just
make all
the
horsepower. Yeah, probably.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. So what about you guys? Is there any like significant changes that have happened because of the kid thing?
I've located all the fire departments in the city. Just out of any
so you can drop them off?
Yeah, so they ever just piss me off to that point. I know
you can do that,
place. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Leave them in the car seat
there
outside.
There are times, where I've actually told my kids this. I'm like, I will drop you off at the fire station. Shut up.
And your son's like, fucking sweet.
He's like, trunks.
Wee, fireball.
I'm like, cool. All
right.
Take them. We'll keep the quiet one.
I can't say that I have drastically changed anything on my end. Yet. It's been 15 days. I don't know. I'm sure one thing will change in the next 18 years. But
just wait. Yeah. Just wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never expected.
Oh, no.
Never expected that to, like, pop into my head of, like, oh, man. I need to, like, make decisions with safety in mind. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. Gotta think of somebody else other than myself? Weird.
Yeah, it's strange. Fucking weird, dude.
No, yeah. I don't know. Kids are fun. They do change your life, usually for the better.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But
you guys will be fine.
What should I know at this point in time that you two have already covered? That
wipe
you
from the front to the back.
Already doing that.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk. We all got daughters. Let's talk. Yeah. Let's crack that nut. Okay.
Well, that's not nut too cracked, but anyways.
Yeah. I did not expect that I was going to have to, like, dig shit out of a vagina.
Oh, yeah.
I did not expect the deep cleaning that was going to happen there. Just like, oh, my God, you crap in your vag every single day.
Yeah. Well, and then they get older, and they tell you, like, hey, my private's itch. Can you rub medicine on them? And I'm like, nope, go see mom.
Dad, oh, really? Dad, I suppose.
Dad's not putting medicine on. Go see mom.
Right, because, like, I'm diaper rash, right?
She's potty trained, obviously, because she's in school, but she wears a diaper at night because she might pee herself a little bit.
Sure.
And yeah, so she'll still get a rash a little bit, and she'll be like, oh, it itches. God. And I'm like, I'm no.
There, yeah, there's kind
there's,
of a,
there's mom.
Yeah, go talk
same.
To mom.
There's
about
a point
that.
Where it's like, I, as a parent, will do it if I'm the only parent, but at the same time, this is a little uncomfortable for me
sure.
right now,
yeah.
given your age.
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Yeah, that's true, because your daughter's 5.
She'll be 6 in November.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. That
is a shit to me.
Delegate those tasks.
Yeah.
Okay, you're at that age where anything from the frontal region, your mom needs to take care of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. God, I didn't even think of that. Because, yeah, I mean, my daughter's fucking 1 year old, so.
It'll happen.
Yeah. But I suppose. Yeah. Man, yeah, I did not expect the whole shitting in there. It's such a trip.
I did expect it a little bit, but it's not the digging it out. It's
digging it out is a bit extreme. I mean, I'm not having to take like a spoon and try and like clean it out of the canal.
You're not scraping out ice cream from the bottom of the container.
Exactly.
It's
sort of like it gets in the flip flaps and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It's strange, but there's just so much. Shit. There's just so much shit.
Well, you can never use too many wipes.
You can't.
Ever.
Ever.
when you go to change your kid, have everything fucking laid out.
Yep.
Wipes are already open. The diaper is open, ready to go, so you can just rip it off, wipe, slide it under, and button her up.
Oh yeah.
Because she'll probably shit on you at least once with the diaper off.
Sure, you did that to Kendra.
Or shit in the bathtub.
Hasn't done that.
Oh, yet. Tub turds are fun. That's great. Because then you got to rewash them.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to drain the tub.
Just spray some Clorox on it. Whatever.
Just pour that in.
You're fine.
Got to get the turd out of the tub.
Yeah, you got to grab it.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Go fishing for it. Mm. I mean, the good news is, well, I shouldn't say it's always solid. In my experience so far, tub turds have always been solid.
Usually.
But I can't imagine if it's sort of a...
liquidy?
Yeah. Just a shimmer in the water.
Like a moss on a summer pond.
Gasoline reflective sheen.
It's like, what have I been feeding you?
Holy shit.
Maybe you should be going to grandma's.
It is a trip, though, once the kids reach that age where they're like, they're rolling over and they're starting to get really wild. Trying to do like wipe an ass at that point is a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they're trying to throw a leg over and try and like roll and stand up again, and they're fighting you the whole time. So you're like, you're trying to like lift the legs up, but they're like straightening themselves out, so their ass cheeks clenched, and you're just like, I can't do anything with this.
It's, yeah.
They just fucking battle you, man.
It's terrible too, because Arwen will do that right now as well.
Jesus.
Like,
all
right, time to run. She just stiff. Like, why do you turn into wood? What the fuck is happening? Loosen yourself.
Cannot clean you.
Fuck.
You're only 2 weeks in.
I know. I'm 2 weeks in, and she's just shit all over the place. My house is on fire right now. The dogs are downstairs cowering.
You guys will enjoy date nights and stuff way more, though.
I'm sure.
Like, we went and saw a movie last night, and it was the best 2 hours I've had in, like, 2 weeks.
What did you see?
Oh, date nights,
We saw Free Guy.
I don't know what that is.
It's Ryan Reynolds' new film.
Oh, okay.
Where he's in a video game, but he doesn't know that. And outside, like, players of the game come across him, and he eventually finds out he's in the video game, and it's really good. It's really funny. There's a lot of pop culture references and stuff like that.
Nice.
Any Deadpool references?
No. There's a couple of Marvel references in there, typical video game stuff. The cool thing is, so they get, there's this, like, the big climactic scene going on. Pretty much the premise of it is the game developer of the game stole the coding to make the game, and so the two people who made the original coding are playing the game trying to find their coding in it to reveal this guy's lies and whatnot, and that's when they discover Ryan Reynolds' character. And the big climactic scene, they're streaming it, and the people who are streaming all of this are actual YouTube streamers for video game channels and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
So they got a bunch of, like, real people to do all of it, which is kind of cool and whatnot. But there's a ton of movie jokes and stuff like that in it. And
that's cool.
He fights a guy with a lightsaber at one point in time, and Captain America's shield and all that kind of shit.
That's cool. I mean, Ryan Reynolds is the shit.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I fucking love that guy. My wife tells me that's, like, my crush. My dude crush.
Dude is the perfect word. They created a bad guy version of him to fight him called Dude, who's this big, like, ripped version of him, but he's fucking dumb. He has, like, half a brain.
Perfect.
It's just fucking funny.
So is it stupid humor then?
It's a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like I said, there's some nerdy humor and stuff like that. There's some dumb jokes. There's some clever jokes. It's just fun.
It
was just a really fun movie to go see.
That seems like that's kind of Ryan Reynolds' go-to. Like, his movies are always a variety of different kinds of jokes and stuff.
Yeah,
like Van Wilder. It's all over the fucking map.
Yeah, that's all this is. It's just, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, a little bit of a love story, lots of action. Just fun.
That's cool.
Just
great.
Good getaway.
I don't got anything else about Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
He's a gorgeous man.
He's like, I'd fuck him, but.
Yeah, obviously.
He loves motorcycles.
I don't know anything about motorcycles.
You're like, they have two wheels. He's like,
shit.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
Yeah,
they're pretty.
They're dangerous in so many ways. They're dangerous that, like, once you ride one, there's kind of no going back. Like, if you ride it and it speaks to you, I should say there's no going back. Some people are just terrified the whole time. They never get past that. But if you can kind of, like, turn your brain off from the fear and just, like, ride, you know, obviously you got to ride defensively because you got to always be, like, watching crossroads and stuff like that. But regardless, once you kind of like shut off that fear center of your mind, it's just amazing. It's just an amazing experience. You're just like gliding through the air with just like on a machine. You're sitting on a machine,
right?
Just ripping down the road.
Yeah, you have a motor strapped between your legs.
And like even a slow bike,
it's not plugged in the
feels
ball.
Fucking fast. So it's, I don't know. It's just, it's the best. It is the best. This is a dangerous thing. Cause sit on it. You never know.
It's everything from you get hit by another person to loose sand or gravel can wipe you out, or an animal running out of nowhere could kill you.
Or you'll have the time of your life, and then you'll buy dozens of them. You'd be like me. I have three just in here.
That would be fun.
Elsewhere on the property.
That would be fun. You can actually enjoy the experience of it a little. You're a little bit more one with the experience than you would be driving a vehicle, where you're more one with the car and then the experience that you're having.
Yeah, 100%. It's going to sound so fucking cheesy, but it is like meditation.
Right.
Like, I mean, yeah, if you're driving through the downtown Duluth, that's different. You're taking a ton of shit. But if you're cruising, exactly, you're cruising through Jay Cook or something like that, especially if you catch a day where there's not a whole lot of people out there, and you're just like feeling it and carving the corners, and just it feels like a dance. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what's your favorite car that you've driven? This is a podcast.
You may my microphone's been muted. That's a tough question. What are we doing by favorites? Are we doing favorites like just straight power? Are we doing favorite as in scary favorite?
If you had to drive one car to the day you die, what are you driving?
Miata?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah. Second would be a Talon. Third would be a Geo Metro.
I forgot you and your fucking Metros.
It's
so everything
box.
You've owned.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely cool. Absolutely, I would.
The Miata's on my list, too.
It's a good car.
That's a fucking great car.
It's spring, it's going to get faster.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Getting a turb ski for it?
Supercharger.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right,
yeah. It's going to be fun.
That's a very good idea.
It's a little bit more expensive out of the gate than just going with the turbo kit, obviously.
Yeah, but spend the money. She's not in college yet or thinking about school, so fucking blow it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, and I can probably put it in a day rather than having to do a shit ton of more work on it putting a turbo kit in.
What brand?
The kit is from Bofi Racing. Mm. So that uses a Mini Cooper supercharger, an M45, and then everything else is in-house as far as like the intercooler goes, the piping.
Nice.
I don't remember what the injectors are. I think they're Bosch injectors and whatever pump comes with it, but it's just plug and play. You shove everything in there.
Oh,
and
that's
then
awesome.
Got
that's fantastic.
80 more horsepower.
Yeah, and a car that weighs nothing.
I know.
That's going to be just perfect.
I want to go for a ride when you get that done.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let me tell you, like, I don't know. Have you guys ever driven a car with an M45?
Mm-hmm.
They're lovely. They don't have like crazy output like an M90 does, but like for being a little roots blower, they come on so quickly. They make such like really good torque. Like your little 1.8, 1.6, 1.6, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll feel a lot more spunky.
Right. What did Sean have on his Mini Cooper?
Oh God. M45.
M45?
Yeah. Justin Riggs had that Cavalier.
Yep.
So granted, that's like a 2 liter or 2.4 liter. That one had an M45 on it. That was really fun.
I rode in Sean's Mini, and that thing scooted. Mm-hmm. That was a blast to ride along in.
Yeah, those are 2 liter.
Yeah, it was just a souped up go-kart. That thing would hug corners and just...
Well, he built the suspension and stuff, too, on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that car was a lot of fun. So, yeah, your Miata is going to be a blast.
Oh, I'm sure.
And too often, people all want to shoot for the moon when it comes to horsepower and stuff. And we've had this conversation a million times.
Yeah, I've lost count.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, you're probably going to catch a little shit because they're like, why didn't you just turbo it? You can make 400 horse or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you need to.
Well, exactly. And, like, it's going to stay together.
Right.
You know? It's going to stay in one piece, and you're going to have a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that was one of the other things that led me to getting a supercharger kit over a turbo kit. Power aside, you don't get to get a transmission. You don't get to get it in a whole differential. You don't get another clutch, flywheel. There's a ton of shit that you don't need to get if you're just going to throw a supercharger kit on it, because it doesn't make that amount of power, and you still can have a blast driving it. Sure, it's slow, but whatever. Yeah, it's about the experience.
It's not exactly.
Yeah. That's why I like Geo Metros. They're terrifying going 10 miles an hour.
That's true.
They're terrifying to look at.
They are.
It is funner to drive a slow car fast.
That's what it is.
That's very true.
Well, I had my my Del Sol. It had like the 1.6 liter VTEC engine in it, and I threw a little turbo on it, and that thing made a, oh God, what was it? It was like 165 horse and 150 foot-pounds, and that thing fucking ripped. It was so fun to drive, and it put down most of the power. So I got into the 13s with only 160 horse in that thing. It on the highway smoked most things that it would race against. Now, granted, this was, you know, fucking 10 years ago.
Racing
things weren't nearly as fast.
Tauruses. Yeah.
Not those Ford Windstars. You got to watch out for those. They'll get you. But yeah, I mean, it was a blast, and I didn't need a million horsepower. And then when I built it, I aimed for like 300, and that was fucking wild.
Yeah, that's realistic goals.
Baked tires the whole time.
Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of people, I don't think, that they don't realize that 300 horsepower in a small car is nuts. It's nuts. You don't seriously, dude. Chill the fuck out. You do straightable. You don't really need that. Do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, so we can watch and enjoy it.
Yeah, right. But it's. They don't have that concept of 300 horsepower in a pop can.
Mm-hmm.
It's quick.
Yeah, it's going to move.
It is.
You're going to toss it in the back of your seat. You're going to giggle and have fun.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Ugh, I know. It is the best. It's the best. And it's kind of funny. Like, I haven't stopped thinking about little Japanese cars since the Del Sol. Like, every now and again, I've been looking at them. And that's such a stupid thing to do, because, like, yeah, if I sell that thing, I'd have enough money to go buy a Del Sol. I shouldn't. I should stay focused on that car. But, you know, there's always that temptation. So I've been looking. Holy shit, the price has skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. It's been wild, man. Like, you used to be able to get, like, a mint. Like, the nicest possible Del Sols were, like, $6,000. Now they're, like, $9,000-$10,000.
That's
market just went nuts.
That's rough to justify that kind of purchase, too, especially for a toy that's 30 years old, not really a classic, not really sought after, and like vintage stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's like, is it actually going to hold its value over time, or is it just a phase? And
no, I think these values are here to stay. I don't think they're ever going to come down. No,
everything has gone up,
especially with 90s cars, because it's you know, with like each generation as they get older, and we're all reaching that point. We're the millennials that now have money. So the things that we grew up playing around with are now becoming sought after. And that's why you're seeing DSM skyrocket. And obviously, like, the Supras and the FD3 SRX7s and stuff. Yeah, you've been following the collectibles. Yeah, but that's why you're seeing all those 90s cars starting to just skyrocket value. I don't think it's coming down.
Well, it's like Kermit just sold one of his E30s, though. Not in like horrible shape by any means, but he got like $3,000 for it. And I don't think it ran, or it ran, but it was running rough. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're seeing like EK.
So expensive now.
I saw an EK hatch roller. Granted, it was mint, but it had no drivetrain in it, and it was like $2,500.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it just seems to be the going price now.
Been kind of keeping my eyes out for either a roller Brat or a roller Bug. And Brats are untouchable still.
Oh yeah, Brats.
And a roller bug that's solid. We're not talking good condition. We're just talking solid. It's still $1,500, $2,000 for a roller.
That's nuts.
For a car that they made millions of.
Yeah. You might have better luck just importing one from South America somewhere for that price.
That's true. Those are cool.
Or just stop looking at shit I don't need on Facebook.
I want to say it was South Africa. They made the Mark One like rabbits. They made those, and I think it's South Africa into the 2000s. So you can get ones with like modern interior and shit. So you're looking at a super old school looking Volkswagen but everything's outfitted with modern shit. Like, what is it?
Didn't Mexico do that with the bugs? Can you buy like an 01 bug that looks just like a 56?
Yeah, it's all like modern shit inside. South America, I think it's Brazil or something. Yeah, I think it was Brazil. They just stopped making the bay windows or splits. Bay windows.
I think. The bays.
Yeah, they just stopped making the Combi. So, just stopped like 5 years ago or something.
They must have Internet Explorer down there.
Yeah. Yeah, right? 7.0.
Well, it's these places where like you can get away with it because they don't have all this crazy crash test rating expectations.
Yeah, and they also have roads called the Highway of Death. They go along the side of a mountain with no guardrail that's like 6 feet wide.
So if you got the nuts to drive that.
You can watch that on Top Gear.
Yes.
Totally watch that episode. The Bolivia special. Watch that.
That was so fun.
I'd shit myself just watching it. And no thanks.
Well, you don't like heights.
I don't like heights. They show the camera. I'm like, nope, fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a whole bunch of nope.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiders.
And you don't like spiders?
I don't like spiders. I don't like heights. Which is weird because I work on utility trucks where I have to go high up into the air. And sometimes we get trucks and they have spiders on them.
Do you have a big life insurance policy? Because, good God.
Oh, man.
I got good life insurance. It's like, and it's enough to pay off everything and then have money left over.
That's good. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife doesn't know that, so I hope she doesn't watch this.
Gotcha. I mean, she probably should know. That's kind of good peace of mind.
She does know.
Yeah.
And then she's joked around with, like, oh, you're really pissing me off today. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, that's cool. Just don't sell the car. Just
keep that for the kid.
That's true.
Actually, that'd probably go to one of my friends. I'm going to leave that to my kids. They'd fucking trash it. Not you.
How do you...
I gave you a car already.
I bought it for
$4,000, a mint condition, sub 100,000 mile Miata. With a hard top.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was worth that much. And now it's worth like steel.
Yeah, exactly.
Steel.
Yeah, your shit's appreciated big time.
Actually, that is, I've had three cars that have not lost value. Mm. That's one of them, the BMW and the bus.
Yeah.
I've been really good with cars somehow.
That's true. My E21, the same thing. I sold it for what I bought it for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah,
that doesn't often happen.
No, it doesn't. That's a rare.
No. But yeah, I think that's just goes back to that whole like at our age, like the cars that we grew up with or that are in our sights, we have more money, so we can afford it. So there's more demand, and that's where the prices are starting to go up.
Yeah,
and it makes you wonder, like, what do you think your old Subaru would be worth now?
I don't know, $1,500.
Oh, like right now?
The legacy wagon?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Probably not shit. The 2.5 RS, though, would probably have held its value a little bit, because that was fairly clean.
Okay, so your legacy wagon was nothing special.
No, it was the Brighton edition. It didn't even come with a tachometer. It was the bare-bone model.
Gotcha.
Which is why I loved it. It was just a motor and some wheels.
Mm-hmm.
No power windows, no power locks, no AC.
Stick?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, stick, but no tachometer.
Weird.
Yeah.
So did it have the little light on the dash that tell you when to shift?
No, it just said Subaru. Like, cool. At least I know what I'm driving today.
You just got to listen for the valve float.
Pretty much. But I put one in. It was the easiest thing in the world to do.
Put a DAC in?
Yeah.
Like 5-inch?
Well, it's just, you just find one out of any other Subaru and there's bolted right in.
Oh, gotcha.
The whole cluster?
Yeah,
it's
very easy.
Wait, you plugged it in and then the tach worked? You didn't have to wire anything?
No, it's all there.
Oh, that's so
just
funny.
Like if you wanted power windows in that, they had the harnesses and everything ran through the doors. They just didn't have power windows.
Wow.
That's good.
It was cheaper
that
for them.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because then they could just build every single car the same.
So you could be a total dickhead and just put power windows in only your door?
Which crossed my mind.
So everyone else is cranking.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, man. Man.
It's such an asshole thing to do.
Oh, yeah, but it'd be funnier than hell.
Do they even make cars anymore that have crank windows? Does that exist?
Kia did like 6 or 7 years ago. They still had them.
Which model? Like the Forte?
Was it the Rio? The cheap base model. It's just
that's
a shit box.
Jam.
I know it's your jam. You and your fucking Geos.
Shit boxes, man. If it ain't crank and doesn't have a tape player, I don't fucking want it.
When did they kill off the Geos?
Better yet, when did the Geos kill you off?
2001,
right?
I think they killed it off.
They made them that long?
Yeah, yeah, from like 80, I whatever, doesn't matter.
That's 10 years more than they should have made.
Well, you know what? You can probably look at the Corollas, because they had the Geos, not Storm, Geo...
Metro, what, Prism?
Prism.
Prism. Prism was the Corolla. Yeah. Yep. And I bet when the Corolla changed to the new body model, style. That's probably when they dropped it, thereabouts. I really miss the Tracker. Geo Trackers are fucking cool.
Yeah.
The Suzuki Samurai, same thing, but cooler name.
The Sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Sidekick?
I thought the Suzuki Sidekick, right?
Sidekick? Maybe.
The little Barbie Jeep? Yeah.
I'd still get it.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Dylan had one. I think it was cool as shit.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, it had chrome wheels. He put blue neons on it and subs in the back.
That's awesome. That's the
first car he ever modified. We were like 14 or 15.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's spot on.
He sold that and bought an Integra. Which was quite
that's
cool. Upgrade.
That's a good upgrade.
Yeah,
it's
a great upgrade.
It's a GSR.
Big upgrade.
I don't remember. We're dumb
did
kids.
It have VTEC?
I think so.
Then it was the GSR. Yeah. That's a fucking great car.
He had two of them. He had one that was maroon that he lowered, had like a little lip kit all the way around it. Some nice wheels. It's a gorgeous car.
Yeah.
And he sold it to a friend, and somebody pulled out in front of him one day and told the car out.
That sucks.
So they're supposed to be bringing that back, too.
I hope they
do. Yeah, have you guys seen the renders of it?
I have.
Yeah. They just gorgeous. Came out with the fucking two-door. Mm-hmm. I hope they do it. I hope they actually make a two-door.
I love the fact all of these Japanese manufacturers, like, we're just bringing back cool shit. Like, don't try. We don't want anything new. Mm-hmm. Just give us what we had, but make it better.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the successes of the BRZ and why it sold so fucking good.
Yeah. And then they made the new WRX, and it's like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
It's real ugly.
It's awful. Yeah. It's not even ugly. It's a fucking turd.
Does it look pretty terrible? I guess I really haven't seen it yet.
It's like a Crosstrek and a NA Legacy had a kid.
That's boring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not even like ugly exciting.
No, it's not like they're trying something new.
Yeah.
It has a contrasting color body cladding on it. Just like the Crosstrek. Uh-huh. So it lost its like, I mean, they're always boy racer looking, but like it lost its clean lines. It looks like a fucking, I don't even know, Aztec. It's just terrible.
It probably says Mattel on the bottom side of it.
Yeah, it's fucking, they're bad. They're real bad.
That's just so unfortunate that they would do that.
But they've gone downhill since the hatch.
Well, it's like, how do you do that when you see Nissan turning out the 400Z?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, or even like you've got the BRZ. You literally have one in your lineup that is such a perfect car. And well, it would be even more perfect if they had an STI version. Yeah. But, you know, that's a different conversation.
Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll bring back the Loyal Wagon or something.
The Loyal Wagon.
Loyal Wagon.
I don't even know.
Cool.
Like, the Loyal Wagon, like, how do you ever recreate that?
Bring back the XT.
Because it'd be boxy as fuck. Which XT?
Wasn't just the XT?
The Baja?
No, not the Baja. Back in the late
80s. Oh, the XT6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back the XT6.
I could go for that.
Bring that shit back.
Was it the single spoke or two spoke steering wheel?
It was
something
like the
fucking
L shape.
Weird. That's what it was. Yeah. You ever see one of those?
Not the steering wheel. No, but that sounds terrible.
Yeah. It's insane looking.
Yeah. But they had a really cool vintage, like, digital 80s dash and shit like that. That was kind of futuristic looking.
Well, it had a six cylinder, too.
Yeah.
They had the EG33 six cylinder.
Or did they come boosted? I thought you could get the XT6 as a turbo model.
I don't think they did a turbo model, but I could be wrong. Maybe they had the 22T.
I think the 22T came in one of them.
I feel like that was like kind of the best era of Subarus. I know like the newer STIs, the EJ257, like the fucking super cool motor. All they got all their problems, but they're, you know, it kind of amazing performance. But I loved like the 80s and 90s Subarus. I miss that shit.
Was it the GL or the Justy? Didn't they have like a really small like two-door?
The Justy,
the two-door shitbox?
Yeah, that was still all-wheel drive.
Yeah.
This is so fucking cool.
Went through everything.
Yeah, we had one, so my buddy picked it up or something. So we had our shop class in high school, and they rolled one of those things in, cut a hole in the hood, cut the header, turned the header upside down, so it was fucking four pipes sticking out, or maybe they fabbed their own. I don't know if it had an actual tube header, but it had tubes going out the hood, and they were just driving it through the ditches at the school.
That's fucking awesome.
It was the coolest shit. It's just like, it looks like a fucking Civic hatch or a, you know, Mark One Volkswagen, but it's all-wheel drive. They were the shit.
Bring that stuff back.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally bring that back. Not this garbage.
The trouble is you can't. Like, the laws, the requirements for DOT safety shit.
Yeah, you have to actually survive a crash in them.
It's fucking crazy how strict it's all gotten. That's the reason we don't have anything basic anymore. It's all required.
So I can do with all the safety stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that I'm okay
I
with.
I can do with it appearing to be a little bit bigger.
I can deal with that. What the fuck do I need all this GPS shit for? Most people drive only 5 miles to fucking work. You're not going cross country in the damn thing. And if you do, you get a phone. I mean, yeah, I get it. It's neat to have all the electronics in there, but...
Oh, some of that's just way overcomplicated.
It is. You don't need it all.
They have infotainment.
What? Yeah.
You know, that's what a lot of these systems are called, is infotainment systems.
Jesus Christ.
So it's like, I thought I'm supposed to keep my eyes on the road.
Yeah.
So why
don't
do
make
I
make my HVAC controls touchscreen.
Oh,
just
my God,
give me
I
a
know.
Fucking knob.
Bring back the speedometer on the windshield and all that kind of shit. Like,
oh, the heads-up displays.
Yeah, the heads-up displays. Yeah. Those are cool as
hell. I think you can still get those in some cars.
Can you?
Yeah, I don't know which ones, but I think you can still get them. But yeah, I don't fucking.
It's
I
all.
Don't know.
It's all.
But I'm at the risk of sounding like an old man. Like I love the '90s, man. The '90s cars were the shit.
Agreed.
They were so simple. Like, fuel injection was really dialed in, so you had a lot of really reliable cars that were available.
And then you had some shit boxes that weren't.
I mean, if you park an E30 next to a new 3 Series, it looks like you're comparing an E30 to like a fucking 7 Series. It's fucking insane, the size difference.
Yeah.
Bonkers.
That's true.
Now, granted, you get in a head-on collision in an E30, you're fucking done for.
Right, you're dead, but you looked good dying.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly, you did.
At least I got that going for me.
Yeah.
And then somebody scored all the cocaine out of the trunk.
Yeah.
Win-win for everybody.
So that was kind of the good thing with the 80s and the 90s, too.
With the cocaine?
Well, yeah, all the designers are cocaine. That's why everything's just fucking wild.
The hound, the multicolored houndstooth interior they had on.
Oh, the best.
Everything's just fucking weird then. Like, let's put 3 switches to open the sunroof. Why the fuck not?
Well, mine's got a crank. You gotta manually open the sunroof.
Yeah, yours literally has a crank.
Yeah, it's like, cool, I'm working out.
Yeah. Well, you're just so coked up, it doesn't matter. You're just fucking grinding your teeth.
But like, one of my favorite features of the car is the gill windows. They have the pop-out windows in the back. It's like, that's cool as shit.
Yeah, it is.
Why don't we have that stuff anymore?
So you can dump your cocoa when you get pulled over.
I don't know what happened, officer.
It's just, that's just clear coat, my bad.
Yeah, it's clear coat coming off.
Just rubbing it a little bit.
I know, it's fucking... I don't know, man, but, you know, you get in an accident and something... from back then, and it's like, okay, I kind of wish that I was in a new Camry.
Yeah.
It's made to just crumple.
I feel way safer in my truck than doing my car.
Oh, yeah.
By a long shot.
Dude, so you guys, are you in any, like, they're not forums anymore, Facebook groups that are specific to the vehicles you drive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Are the posts a mixture of questions and then also people posting, like, accidents?
No.
There are, in the Miata one, there's some people that posted accidents, and, like, you'll see the Miata that's flipped over, and you know the guy was driving stupid.
Ooh.
But you'll also see it, like, my roll bar saved me.
Oh, that's good.
Which is nice. That's why I got a roll bar, because really if I go over the edge over on Skyline, I don't want to die that quickly.
Yeah, you want it to make it prolonged.
Yeah, you want to make it to the bottom of the hill and then die. Okay.
Yeah, you want to really feel it.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's a mixture of the people asking questions and then the pictures of Miatas that are just crumpled.
Oh, I'm
they're just
it.
Fucked. Ugh.
So is a Miata and a bobsled very similar? That
it
if
is
you
the,
crash
that's
them,
where the design
break,
for the Miata.
Shatter.
Yeah, that's where the design came from for the Miata. Was they looked at a bobsled and went, "Let's put wheels on it,"
and then called it good.
wait, we got to back this up. There's a step you missed in there. They looked at a bobsled, snorted some coke.
Yes.
And then, the 80s. How do I make this into a car?
Yeah, without a dog.
Yeah, we got to open a business.
Let's see here. Four men pushing. That's about 1.6 liters. Oh, good enough.
Every man is 0.4 of a horsepower. Yes, this will be perfect.
This will be perfect. Yeah, well, so the reason I asked that is I'm in the 4Runner groups. 4Runner groups are a hilarious. It's a weird culture. Because you've got this, it's a mixture of a bunch of like
soccer moms,
yeah,
oh,
hot housewives, just like there's like a lot of really attractive women drive 4Runners, and they all post pictures of themselves in it. No, it's a really. I'm gonna keep going into
there's
this.
There's a potato with a hat on backwards.
It is a culture. Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Sorry.
Potato?
Sorry.
It looked like a potato. Okay, great. I'll never get that out of my head.
Sorry.
Hot chicks posting selfies with their 4Runners. You've got like the old school 4Runner dudes who've been into it since, you know, the first, second, third gens and hate everything else, and they're just diehards and they just shit talk everybody else. Mm. You've got like the new enthusiasts that
what size tires will fit on my 4Runner without rubbing.
They're the ones who are clueless and they're really excited about accessories. So there's like this Napa awning that came up for sale super cheap. So if you've got a roof rack on these things, you can get an awning, which is it's in a tube and it rolls out and then it's got the legs and whatever. And it's great if you're camping, because a lot of people are doing overlanding with these things, right? So it was for about 2 weeks, people were going nuts over these awnings and installing them and showing pictures and shit, and now it's become like everyone's getting made fun of because every post they're just like, yo, and the awnings or whatever, or where's your awning or whatever. it's so strange because you get those like AutoZone enthusiasts who are just trying to slap, you know, LEDs and whatever kind of bolt on stuff on,
make it look cool for the time being, and then
it's whatever the trend is, you know. It's like for a while there it was putting roof racks on old school Volkswagens and then putting like kegs and old luggage and shit like that in it, and driving around
old bicycles and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
I do think old Volkswagens with a good roof rack that look super good.
Oh, they do. Yeah, and it's funny to see somebody with a bobsled in your, you know, or toboggan. That's what I keep seeing, is toboggans. Yeah, but no. So the accidents, to get back to the accidents thing, that was one of the most comforting things when I was looking at 4Runners, is like the fucking accidents people are getting in with these things and walking away unscathed. I was like, oh, that's perfect. So bye-bye Subaru.
Yeah.
Hello 4Runner.
Very good.
Feel good at hauling my kids around in.
Yeah, there's not that kind of shit on the Frontier pages.
No.
It's a lot right now. It's a lot of people ragging on the new Frontiers because they finally changed the body style of them for the first time in like, I don't know, 20 years, 18 years. No, 2006, I think. So they look okay, but people are just ragging on them constantly.
Because it's new. I mean, everybody hates everything that's new.
That's true.
Like when the Bug-Eye Subaru came out, everybody fucking hated it. It's not good looking.
I mean,
don't get me wrong. It's not a good looking car, but everybody hated it.
I think it's a great looking car.
You're weird.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right, cool.
We've established.
Yep. Write that down. Okay.
Yeah, the Frontier group's a little... There's not as much off-roading stuff on there as I expected. Like, people use their trucks and shit like that, but there's not a lot of, like... Look at, like, you know, this front bumper I built, or, you know, bars or roof rack or whatever. It's just weird.
That's surprising. That is, like, 85% of the 4Runner pages is just people, like, talking about gear.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's
steel bumpers, lift kits, fat tires. Like, no. I did this. I drove here.
It's a lot of, like, 2-inch leveling kits, knobbier tires, aftermarket wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Just nothing else beyond that?
Yeah, just, like, nothing crazy. Huh.
So what about the Miata page? That's got to be really a weird mixture, because I'm sure you've got
hair products. Kevlon? Khaki pants.
Lots of it.
Nice. Because you've got, like, the OGs who have been racing them and, like, the Miata clubs and stuff. And then you've also got, like, the Stance Boys.
Ooh, the high school kids.
So what does that look like? Do the Stance Boys get ripped on, or are they fucking the dominant
just
culture?
Constant.
Okay.
Constantly. Which, I mean, you know, I get it. Build your car however you want to. Totally agree with that. Not like that, though.
Yeah, you don't need 12 degrees of camber.
Not on a Miata. It's literally the perfect car for driving. And now you've made it not undrivable.
But you'll get a lot of the old racers that will come in, and they're selling vintage fucking parts, like ARC intakes that are $400 all dented to shit.
Jesus.
It's not worth it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, and then you'll get all the new, essentially, fuckboys that'll come in, and they'll just want to, you know, throw parts at
it. How did I fit this dildo to my shift knob?
Yeah, you know, I get it.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I saw one that was like a foot long. And they
would
just
slap the dash?
just whap.
Where?
I'll have to find it on YouTube for you.
It's amazing if when you shift, you can change your radio station. Turn the AC on.
Hazards.
Just get a huge fucking right out of the top.
Go. I gotta build a rat rod, so I got a big shifter, and then I have a cock hanging on the top of it. It'll just move in the breeze.
Oh god, that's horrible.
It would be funnier than hell to see something like that.
There would be. Yeah.
God, yeah, I love the internet.
Mm-hmm. The internet's full of
everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Usually. Nice.
There's a lot of things you can get involved in, most of which we probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes. You only live once.
Yeah.
YOLO.
Jesus Christ. All right, boys. You got anything else to talk about?
I don't got anything on my page, I don't think.
Anything you want to plug? Other than then Jake? Or me?
Well, that's what comes after.
I'm not selling you a BMW. I'm sorry.
Oh, boo.
Find the OnlyFans. 15
grand.
$1,000?
I'll take 15 payments at $1,000.
No.
Okay, then. And on that bombshell.
Thanks for joining us, guys. We will see you next week on another Brews with the Dudes episode. Thank you very much, Aiden, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I always say bye and then remember I should probably acknowledge the guests.
Really? We had somebody talking to
get the fuck out of here. Get on.
Get your cans, throw them away. Pull up your chair.
Well, and thanks again, man, for making all of this happen, too.
You are absolutely welcome.
We'd always wanted to do a podcast, and you were so gracious to let us use this, and it's been, what, a year or something?
Yeah, and the $5,000 helped out a lot, too, so thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Glad I could help contribute. Wonderful. Yeah,
well, thanks, dude. Look forward to having you on another one.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
And congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats on being a daddy-o. That's fucking legit.
Yeah. Don't fuck the kid up.
Well, here's the thing.
Probably fucked up.
No matter what, we're going to cause some kind of damage. Oh, no matter what. So you choose what area that damage is going to occur.
Yeah, minimize
as much as possible. Exactly.
Or just throw them down the stairs and then maximize the damage.
There you go. Yeah. That's always an option.
It's not a good option, but it's there.
Don't you...
No, you throw them up the stairs. That way they bounce back down to you.
Don't do that.
I'm just like imagining that. It's horrible, but I'm imagining that. It's terrible, Donnie. Where do you get your ideas from? Skee ball?
Get fucking back here. We're doing it again.
Oh, they went for the landing. You keep missing by a stop.
He's got to throw harder. You got to really wind up. Tight spiral.
Why are you so lumpy?
It's all the eggs on there. Okay, we're done. Bye, guys.